This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum, and it's going to be a bit different. It's going to be talking about twinning and the risks associated with it, and yes, there is a nutritional component tied to this one as well. We're seeing more twins, according to the researchers. Typically, we're seeing 6 to 8% twinning on mature cows on farms. We don't see many on first calf heifers, and you'll understand why in just a few minutes. However, it's on the increase, and the question is, well, why are we worried about that? Well, there's some real problems with having twin births from dairy cows. First of all, there's a calving problem. Many times, difficulty to know which calf is going to come out first. There can be a problem in the uterus itself. Second of all, in most cases, these cows will not clean properly because they tend to calve a bit early. And, of course, retained placenta leads to metritis. Metritis then leads to lower feed intake, displaced abomasations, and the risk of ketosis. So it's got metabolic associations with it as well. The uterus doesn't clean up or respond as quickly as it should. Therefore, we increase days open. Therefore, this cow is delayed getting pregnant for the next lactation as well. The calf also has a problem because they usually calf a bit early. The calf is smaller since, first of all, they are didn't go full term. Second of all, there are two calves requiring nutrients at the same time. And, of course, we can have some risk with stillbirth as well. And finally, the other bad news is that if there is a bull calf and a heifer calf born as twins, there's a high probability that the heifer calf is going to be sterile because of the hormones coming from the bull calf in the uterus. So according to Dr. Paul Fricke, who pulled a lot of this information together, the real problem appears why we're seeing more twins is lower levels of the hormone progesterone. And that happens when you have lower levels of progesterone, we tend to see more double ovulations. Now, the tie to this, of course, is feed intake. As cows consume more feed, they produce and they put more blood through the liver. And the liver is a sentinel organism, and, of course, one of its job is to clear progesterone from the bloodstream. So certainly this can be a double-edged sword, first of all, because of the feed intake and higher blood flow. So the researchers indicate that with lower blood progesterone levels, we see double ovulations. Those cows producing over 88 pounds of milk, we saw about 25% of those cows were double ovulating when they were examined. Those cows are 110 pounds of milk. 50% were double ovulating. So obviously this may be the reason why we tend to see a bit more twinning occurring here as well. So what am I going to do about this? Are we going to stop feeding cows? No, we're not going to do that. But Dr. Fricke from Wisconsin said you need to really re-examine your heat synchronization program because it's important to have a functional corpus luteum, and that produces the progesterone. That's the hormone that tells a cow I may be pregnant. And, of course, to get higher levels of progesterone if you have a functional CL. So if you examine these cows and you don't have a CL, then you should look at a different approach here using GnRH and the cedar implants that can be used on dairy cattle. So our take-home messages are be well aware twinning can be a problem as we see higher and higher milk production associated with higher levels of feed intake, and you may have to readjust the reproductive program to get these cows pregnant, avoiding the twinning process. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, who's featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday. Coming up on Monday, on our Milky Monday, Lee Milky will be speaking with Lucas Feese from High Ground Dairy about the latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate report that was released this week, a report that had some encouraging implications, according to USDA Outlook Board Chair Seth Meyer.
You see a little bit of increase in corn exports, a little bit of an increase in soybean exports. It's good to see it kind of in the balance sheets. Here's what we're observing, that demand's hung in there as we've driven prices higher.
It's USDA Outlook Board Chair Seth Meyer. We'll talk more about that with Lucas Feese from High Ground Dairy with Lee Milky on Monday.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
For archive programs, head to DairyRadio.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now. We'll